Welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Connor.
And today we have a pre-intermediate lesson on going swimming.
Yeah, this is something I love to do.
So it's summertime.
Yeah.
It's getting hot.
It's getting very hot.
So the best way to deal with that is to jump in a pool and cool off.
Yeah, take a dip.
Yes.
Yeah. I went swimming last weekend and it was at a lake. And that was awesome.
It must have been cold.
Oh, actually, it was a warmer lake, and it was a really hot day, so it felt so good. And the fresh water, oh, it was so nice.
So refreshing. Mm. So we have a dialogue today between Stephanie and Mark, and they run into each other at a swimming pool, and Stephanie just comments on how good of a swimmer Mark is.
Yeah, so why don't we listen to the dialogue and then we'll get into the lesson.
Perfect. Hey Mark, I just saw you swimming laps. I didn't know you swam so well.
Oh, thanks Stephanie. I come to the public pool a few times a week.
Wow, I'm not much of a swimmer.
I can give you a few pointers.
That would be great. What's your favorite stroke?
I like freestyle. Sometimes I do the front crawl or the butterfly if I want to work my arms.
All I can do is the doggy paddle or the backstroke. How many lengths do you usually do?
I do about 30. Why don't we hit the outdoor pool in my complex this weekend? There are lanes there.
Sounds like a plan.
Don't forget your bathing suit, goggles, and swimming cap.
Okay, so we just heard from Stephanie and Mark.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and right away, Stephanie sees Mark swimming laps.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lap is from beginning to end to beginning to end.
Yeah, yeah. It's like one lap is like one length.
Right. Mm-hmm. And basically, like if you are a runner and you run at a track, you are doing a lap.
Yeah, so that's like one time around, one circle, basically.
Right.
And it depends. Some pools are 25 meters, and the bigger ones, the Olympic pools, are 50 meters.
50 meters. Whew, tiring.
Yeah.
And Stephanie says, I didn't know you swam so well.
Yeah, past tense.
Funny looking word, swam.
Swam. Yeah, so it's not, the past tense of swim is not swimmed.
Swimmed.
It is.
It's hard to say.
Swam. Yeah, swim does, maybe that's the reason. Swimmed is hard.
Swimmed.
Swam is easier.
Swam is easier, yeah. And the participle is swum.
Swum, yeah, swum. So I had swum.
Right.
Yeah, the past participle.
Right, so just a little pointer there. Mm-hmm. This is an irregular verb, so that's why it doesn't just have an ED.
Yeah, and so she didn't know, and Mark, I guess he finished swimming, and he said, thanks, Stephanie. I come to the public pool a few times a week.
Right, so the swimming pool and a public pool?
Yeah, so it basically just means it's owned and managed by the city.
Yes, so you usually have to pay.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're indoor, sometimes they're outdoor.
Yeah, and we'll see that in a minute, which one this is. You can usually trust a public pool because the city government, the city people take care of it.
Right.
And yeah, and they often have like a health gym for working out attached in a different place.
Right.
And in Canada, there are even ice skating rinks attached.
And we call that kind of a leisure center.
Yeah, yeah. Or sometimes called a sports center as well. Yeah.
And basically, I don't like public pools because everyone's children are there. And I love children, but not jumping and splashing when I'm trying to do laps. Because I'm trying to not drown.
Yeah, so the people doing laps are exercising and then the other people are just playing in the water.
Yes, and splashing.
And splashing, yeah.
So Stephanie is very impressed by this. She says, wow, I'm not much of a swimmer.
Yeah, this is a really excellent expression, really. And it just means she's not a good swimmer.
Right. And this is our grammar point for this week.
Yeah.
So there will be tons of examples there for you.
Yeah.
And like, for example, anytime you can't do something very well.
Yeah. Or even if you don't like something well.
Yeah. And but you know, maybe you're okay at it, but you want to be humble.
Right. Yeah. I'm not much of a. Yeah. I thought of like I'm not much of a romance movie fan. Okay, that means I don't really like romance movies.
Yes.
Yeah, or if I don't really like sports, I can say I'm not much of a sporty person.
Or a sports fan.
A sports fan, right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not much of a beer drinker.
Yeah, I'm not. That means I don't really, that means maybe I'm not good at it or I don't like it.
I don't like it. Yeah. So yeah, good. Mm-hmm. So because she's not much of a swimmer, Mark says,
I can give you a few pointers.
Right. Mm-hmm. So pointers, this is a great word. Mm-hmm, very, very useful. Mm-hmm. It just means tips.
Tips, yeah.
I can help you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's from point out. Mm-hmm. I mean, like giving advice. And just one little note here. In English, we don't like to say tease. So often if it's an N-T vowel, we say, we cancel the T. So we say pointer.
Pointers.
It actually sounds like there's no T, pointer.
Right.
Yeah.
And for me, I like my T's.
Yeah.
So I try as much as I can to be, you know, to always say them. So if you notice that sometimes, I know in other lessons, there's been comments, why don't people make this sound or say this sound? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just how quickly you speak and the type of speaker you are.
Yeah, and it's different accents. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so, Stephanie is very delighted that he wants to give her some pointers. She asks, what's your favorite stroke?
Right, so this is what we call the type of swimming.
Mm-hmm, yeah, a stroke, we also say this in golf, it's kind of like a swing. Yeah,
right.
It's like a movement. You're moving
smooth.
Your arm. Yeah, smooth. And there are four main strokes, and we'll see a couple of them here. There's front crawl, back stroke, breaststroke, and butterfly.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so freestyle, what does that mean?
Yeah, freestyle. This is Mark's favorite stroke. Mm-hmm. Freestyle, just like it sounds, it's any kind of stroke you want. It's a lot of people think it's front crawl, and it's usually front crawl.
Because it's easier and faster.
And the fastest, yeah.
And you get a good, your heart starts pumping.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So if you watch a contest, freestyle, usually they do front crawl. And that's just because...
Anything goes.
Anything. They can do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can use this with dancing, for example.
Mm-hmm, freestyle.
Freestyle dancing, freestyle rapping, which I'm not good at either. I'm not much of a dancer or a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But it just means there's no rules.
Right, exactly. So what does Mark do for freestyle?
He tends to do the front crawl.
Mm-hmm.
So... We don't say stroke here. Mm-hmm, we use the word crawl.
Crawl, yeah.
And it just means to swing your arms forward.
Yeah. Crawl, we often use like a baby crawls before it can walk. This is not that, but it's sort of moving on your arm with your arms and legs.
And you're moving forward.
Moving forward, yeah.
Yes.
He also likes to do, for freestyle, he likes to do butterfly.
Right.
And they're
this is hard.
Yeah, it's so hard. They're actually equally fast, but butterfly uses a lot more energy.
And more muscles.
More muscle, yeah.
So the butterfly is you... swing your arms out even more. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of like a butterfly.
Yeah, both arms come out of the water at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're flying.
Yeah, so that's what he does when he wants to work his arms.
So really exercise his arms.
Yeah, use energy.
Right.
Because
you're using so many muscles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually swimming is if you want to work more muscles in your body, at the same time, swimming is the number two exercise for that.
Yes.
Yeah. Number one is biathlon.
Because it's everything.
Yes. Yeah.
At the same way, because that has swimming in it.
Is
that the triathlon?
I think it's the cross-country skiing biathlon.
Oh, okay. The winter biathlon.
Winter biathlon. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Gotcha.
Hey, back to the text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now for work, he says, I want to work my arms. You can also use the verb sometimes work out.
Yeah, work out. Yeah.
So to mean exercise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But here just work means really focus on my arms.
Yeah. For sure. And so Stephanie, she confesses, she admits, she says, all I can do is the doggy paddle.
Right. So picture a dog swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Their heads are above the water and they're using just their wrists are bent
mm-hmm, yeah.
and they're just kind of paddling with their, and I'm actually doing this right now.
I can see Tara's actually moving her hands in a doggy paddle right now.
Yes. So, for example, my mother, she always spends a lot of time doing her hair.
Yeah.
So she doesn't want to put her head under the water. So she doggy paddles.
Doggy paddle, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the most simple one you can think of. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just a quick note, this expression, all I can do is, it means I can only do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other thing she can do is the backstroke. So
backstroke.
The backstroke is super easy.
Yeah, it looks, actually, you know what? It's harder to get the technique really good.
Yeah, if you're just, she's probably not doing the technical version.
yeah.
You're basically floating on your back and just swinging your arms backwards. Mm-hmm.
So it's probably the most relaxing one if you want to breathe a lot.
Exactly.
You're looking to the sky.
It is scary because you don't know when you're going to hit the wall.
Right, you're not looking forward, so you have to be careful.
Kind of pace yourself.
Don't hit your head.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and then Stephanie asks, how many lengths do you usually do?
Right. So earlier we saw the word laps.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
A lap can be two lengths.
Mm-hmm, yeah, like
so
a circle.
There
and back.
A length is just one direction.
Yeah, from here to there.
Right.
From here to the
from
end.
From one side to the other side.
Yeah.
So basically that's a length of the pool. So we use the expression, I swam the length of the pool.
The length of the pool, yeah.
So just one from one side to the other.
Yeah. And Mark says he does about 30.
Wow. So that's about a kilometer. If you have a 25 meter pool, I've done the math.
Yeah. it's pretty far. When I used to swim, we did every practice we did about maybe 2 or 3 kilometers, per day.
Yeah. It's a long way. So Mark, the good swimmer, he invites Stephanie to go swimming. And what does he say?
Yeah, he says, why don't we hit the outdoor pool in my complex this weekend? A lot of words there.
So hit.
Yeah. Hit, yeah. This is really like kind of slang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just means go to.
Go to.
Yeah.
Let's hit the...
Hit the beach.
Hit the beach.
Yeah, you can say hit the town.
Hit the town.
Yeah, that means go out to like a bar or a club or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can also say hit up. Yeah,
hit up
a restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful with hit up because it could mean you're robbing the restaurant.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so just stick with hit. Hit the beach, hit a restaurant, hit the town.
Yeah, very informal.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And we have the outdoor pool. So earlier we talked about a public pool.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, public pools can be inside or any pool can be inside or outside.
Yeah, yeah.
So we don't say outside pool.
Right. We say outdoor pool.
Outdoor pool and not outdoors pool. Just
right.
The outdoor.
Mm-hmm, the noun is outdoors. The adjective is outdoor. If you're talking about outdoors, you can say, I love the outdoors.
Yes.
It's like,
or,
I love hiking or nature.
I love camping in the outdoors.
In the outdoors. Yeah.
And the opposite?
Indoor.
Yeah, or
I like
indoors.
I like to stay indoors.
Right. So my building has an indoor pool.
Oh, that's nice. Nice when in the winter, that's nice.
It is nice in winter.
Yeah. So then where does he have the outdoor pool?
He has one in his complex.
Right. So don't get confused here because complex, the adjective, means complicated.
Yes.
But here it's a noun.
It is a noun. And all it means is... there's more than one building in the set of buildings.
Yeah, it's like a group of connected buildings.
Right.
Yeah. And you can kind of remember this because complexes are usually complex.
They're complicated.
Like complicated buildings. Yeah.
Right. So my building, we have 3 towers in the complex with a swimming pool and a craft room and all of these things.
Yeah.
And when you go to the underground parking, people, my friends, get lost.
Right.
Because it's so complex to park.
Mm-hmm. So if you live in an area like a group of apartment buildings, you can call that group a complex.
Or a complex building.
A complex building.
Yeah. Now, what's one of the benefits of his pool or the pool in his complex?
Yeah, he says there are lanes there.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah, well, because people who are exercising or doing laps, they can stay organized so they don't crash into
people. They don't bump into people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it also... children stay away.
Right, right. Yeah. So it's like those lines that are the floating on the
lines.
Water. So you can go in a straight line. The same as in a road or a street. The traffic, the cars go in a lane.
You drive in your lane.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yes.
Good. And so Stephanie, she's happy with that,
she
right?
She likes this idea. She mm-hmm. says it sounds like a plan.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And it's kind of, we say this, it's kind of fixed.
It's a fixed expression.
We usually don't say it in the negative form.
No.
Pretty much just positive. Sounds like a plan. And it's just agreeing or confirming.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Mark then reminds her
mm-hmm.
to bring a couple of things.
Yeah, don't forget, of course, your bathing suit.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now we don't say bathing suit.
Nope. Bathing.
So it's bathing
suit. Yeah.
That's one thing.
Uh-huh.
We may say swimming suit
or even
swimsuit.
Yeah.
Right.
You can even say, but maybe be careful with this one, swim trunks.
Right. For men.
For men. Yeah. Yeah. Just for men.
Just for men.
Swim trunks. Yeah.
Because they're swimming shorts.
Yes.
We call them swim trunks.
Yeah.
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 Trunks can mean many things, mm-hmm. but swim trunks mm-hmm. or your trunks. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Goggles.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to see underwater. It's like your glasses.
They protect your eyes.
Protect your eyes so you can open your eyes underwater.
Right. And mine always leak.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to get a good seal around them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the last thing in Canada, I know most places, unless you're doing a competitive swimming,
like a contest,
you don't wear this.
Right, right. You don't have to wear a cap.
Right.
It's that tight hat.
Yes. Yeah. Where your hair, it keeps your hair from falling out making the water dirty.
Right, right. Exactly.
And also it does protect your hair.
It does. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
We don't say a swimming hat.
Yeah, we say cap.
Cap.
Exactly.
It fits tighter to your head like a baseball cap.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
You can also say swim cap.
Swim cap, yeah.
That's
absolutely
fine,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, so if you ever watch the Olympic Games or races, they all wear a swim cap.
At least one. Sometimes they wear more than one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, totally.
That's too tight, too tight.
Yeah. Okay, so why don't we listen to that one more time?
Perfect. Hey, Mark. I just saw you swimming laps. I didn't know you swam so well.
Oh, thanks, Stephanie. I come to the public pool a few times a week.
Wow. I'm not much of a swimmer.
I can give you a few pointers.
That would be great. What's your favorite stroke?
I like freestyle. Sometimes I do the front crawl or the butterfly if I want to work my arms.
All I can do is the doggy paddle or the backstroke. How many lengths do you usually do?
I do about 30. Why don't we hit the outdoor pool in my complex this weekend? There are lanes there.
Sounds like a plan.
Don't forget your bathing suit, goggles, and swimming cap. So guys, we just heard the dialogue again. So there's lots of great vocabulary about swimming here.
Tons of stuff.
Yeah, and I know I used to be a big swimmer when I was young, and it's a great, great exercise.
It is awesome. Mm-hmm. So if you want to tone your stomach and your arms.
Mm-hmm, yeah, you can build your muscles, but not too much. You can build your heart muscle, your breathing.
Your lung strength.
Lungs. Yeah, exactly. It's great.
It's an overall great exercise. Mm-hmm. I love it. And it is refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's totally refreshing. Yeah,
it's nice.
So do you guys swim? Where do you swim? Outdoor or indoor pool?
Do you have a pool in your complex?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And is it open or do they close it like mine?
Mm-hmm. And as always, we look forward to seeing your comments and we'll talk to you later.
Happy swimming.
Yes.